This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Agon Chodesh. As we mentioned, today we're going to try to do 2 days' worth. We're in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Tes Zayin. We did the first couple of Mishnah Berurot. Let's start again from the beginning of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Nipsak Achas Meha'ois Yois. If one of the letters is severed, Haga Hapshutos, one of the straight letters. For example, the Vav, the Zayin, or the Nun, the long Nun. We're talking about letters that are Pshutos. So we say as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says either there's a hole in it, and it's talking about where there's a hole afterwards, or some of the ink was missing, and that's even if it was written like that originally. Now, the Taz writes that the din of Nifsak is talking about where some of the length got cut off completely, and all that remains is the lettering before it got severed. Meaning, the bottom got completely cut off. There's nothing left. Then we asked the Tinoik to read it and to see whether it looks like the letter. But if you have a little bit of the lettering under the crack, meaning, let's say it got cut, and then you have a little bit ink below, then it doesn't help to call a Tinoik, because the Tinoik will be mitstarif what's below it, and they really cannot be combined, just like we say by the regal of the Aleph. Now, even though, okay, the Mechaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says this is not similar to what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, that you don't have to cover the other letters, because you definitely don't have to cover the other letters. In other words, the Mechaber is going to say you don't have to cover the other letters, that's for sure. However, whatever is beneath the crack, you definitely have to cover up. Again, so as we're going to see, this is a question, when we have a question about Suras Ha'oisiyos, and we're going to call a Tinoik, we cannot combine the little bit of ink that's below the crack. Even though you don't have to cover the other letters, you do have to cover the bottom part of that letter. So we're going to bring in Im Tinoik, She'enoi, Loi Chacham, V'loi Tipish, a child. He's not brilliant. He's not a fool. Sh'yodea L'kroi, and he knows how to read. If he could say, yes, that's a Yud, that's a Vav, that's a Nun, Kasher, V'mlav Pasol. Says the Mechaber, Ve'in Tzorch L'chasleis Loi Shar, Oisiyos K'mai Shanayim. You don't have to cover the other letters. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkata Memtes, Loi Chacham, the kid is not brilliant. That's what Mendy was asking about on Thursday. What's the reason why he can't be a Chacham? Hainu, Chacham Kol Kach Shemevin O'inyin. He can't be so smart that he could figure out of the context what it's supposed to say. Mitachzehu Oimer Ha'ois HaNifsak V'yeh Mispari Shapir. And because of that, he'll say what the letter is, and it will be explained based on the context. Avle ein nikra chacham emu chacham akar so oisias heitev vein mevin masha kasa lefanav. Chacham is not someone who recognizes letters well, but doesn't understand what's the word. Dezo vadei gam kein kasha. That's good enough. I mean, if the kid is a brilliant reader, but he doesn't understand. In other words, he can recognize letters. He's an Olympic gold medalist, letter recognizer, but he can't read words, so then that's okay. That's not called a chacham. V'loy tipish, a tipish is a kid who can't read. A tipish, hainu she'inu yadea likroisa oisias, is not able to read the letters. V'chol she'yadea likroisa oisias, anyone who's able to read letters, afagav de'inoi baki kol kach betzuras oisias, even though he's not so proficient in the way the letters should look, kol she'imer de'in bo betzuras ois. If he says it does not have the Tzura Sa'ois Pasal Hu. Meaning he's not a Baki in the Tzura Sa'ois, but he knows how to read. He is a good determinant. The Dershu brings, what if the child is Masupak and he can't be Machriya? So he brings from Shalsachuva's Darche Noyam that the Gemara's Mashma that if the kid cannot definitively read the letter, it's Pasal. He also brings, once you show it to one kid, you do not show it to another child. However, if you mistakenly showed it to many children, you'll follow the Rav. That's interesting. Okay, we continue on. Sivkata nun aleph. Ve'ein sarach lechasois. You don't have to cover the other letters. Lechara, that's hard to understand. Because why should you not cover the other letters? The answer is, well, you're dealing with a kid who's not such a chacham. If he's a chacham, then he knows how to figure out from the other letters. You can't use him. So, since anyway, you're dealing with a kid who doesn't know how to read words, he only knows letter recognition. So, why would you have to cover the other letters? Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ve'ensar l'chassas, v'chein kasav alavosh, avla magin avram b'shem arid kasav sarach l'chassas mashal fanav. The magin avram says, you do have to cover it. The Magen Rebbe says you do. Sheim yaschil mitchilas hamikra sirchei nakat va'azal. Because if he's going to start from the beginning of the pasuk, he might just be going through his routine. Va'yedaber Hashem and Hashem, you know, he might not be able to read, but he's just sort of going with the flow. Va'filu tinek shloi lamad ba'isa parsha. Even a kid who never learned that parsha. Filu hachitzach lechasus loy ma'ashavanim atevazu. You definitely have to cover what's before it. So interesting, the Magen Avraham doesn't say you have to cover around it, before and after. But you do have to cover before it. Because if you're going to start from the beginning of the Pasuk, he will follow his habit. But even a kid who never learned that Parsha, you have to cover before it until this word. Aval Tevazu. Oh, interesting. In other words, the Magen Avraham only holds you have to cover the words before it. You don't have to cover the letters of that word before that letter. We're just afraid that if you don't cover the words before, he's not going to even be reading it. He's just going to be sort of rattling it off. Maybe he memorized that pasuk. But if you just isolate that word so he doesn't know what pasuk it's in, then you don't have to cover the letters before it of that word. Aval teva zu. But this word, so the Dirshu discusses a question, well, in that case, could you call in an adult and cover all the letters before and after? And why would the adult be any different? Because it's not like the adult's going to know what it should be. Why should that be any different? He brings from the Gedulei HaKodesh, that would also be okay. Because the only suffix and the only chisaron in a gadol is that he reads the letter based on the context of the word. But he says, according to that, lechadchila, we don't do this. We don't bring in a gadol. Because he might be reading it with the other letters, but if you could cover up the letters, you could make the case that it would be permitted. But he brings the coin to the opinion of the Rambam, who writes that the lettering has to be written b'ksiva tama, even latinoikes, so then it's not good enough to bring a gadol. Because a gadol will say, yeah, it's a nice letter. But there's a din by Sefer Torah, it has to be written with clarity even to a child. So you can't be mevara that unless you actually bring in a child. Okay, this will be the first session, the first segment, and then we're just going to finish the page.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.